Welcome everyone. We're about to begin with Hashem Shir number 23 in the Shiurim for Women. It's a very important to daven to Hashem for special siyata d'shmaya in acquiring and connecting with healthy people and to have true friends. Very often, people connect and it seems like friendships, but they're not friendships, and sometimes it's negative. For example, there are people where greed is a motivator. You know, people like to become very wealthy very quickly, and they connect themselves to individuals that they think would benefit them in doing so, or other ulterior motives. Connecting with people who have more money, or sometimes you see, even in high school years or earlier years, people connecting to the most popular or better looking and so on for other motivations. These are like fair weather friendships. It's a consistent goal of a common welfare goal, but it's based on superficiality. While true friendship is bound by principles of honesty, decency, true love and caring, being respecting each other to the fullest. That is what friendship is. And we need to daven for good friends and ask Hashem to give us that matana of good friendship, to allow us to be a good friend to others and for others to be good friends to us. And when we have a good friendship and a healthy friendship, to ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya to nurture that friendship. Another lesson is the idea of practicing behaving in a way that will influence your children to become a model for them. Tversky brings down, a husband gave his wife money to buy herself a coat. And she asked, may I use it for something else? And husband said, certainly you can use it for whatever you want to use it for. And the woman bought a sefer with the money and lent the sefer to Talmidei Chachamim to study. This is brought down, by the way, in Sefer Hasidim. This is before printing presses and all books were handwritten. And Talmidei Chachamim could not get Svarim so easily. So this woman, this is centuries ago, and Sefer Hasidim is brought down, took the money that her husband gave her and gave her a shush to use for whatever she wants, to buy a sefer and give it to Talmidei Chachamim to study. And until that time, this couple's children had done poorly in their learning, in their studies, and other things. And after that incident, their success in study was dramatic. Was this schar for what she did? Perhaps it was schar for what she did. But part of it, one could say, is it showed how much these parents valued learning. That the mother gave priority to buy a sefer for others to study over requiring a coat for herself. And the children, if they were somewhat older, if they saw this and they recognized this, they saw how their mother gave up of herself, it's worth more than 10 million drushes they would receive from their mother by her behaving this way. Children seeing their parents' Mesiras Nefesh is the best role model for them. I heard the shame of Yaakov Kamenetsky that the word mashpia, right? Mashpia means to influence others. Comes from the word shipua. Shipua means a slant. Slant, like what, so you have a slanty street. So you have water that flows from the top of the street and flows downward on a slant downward till it goes down to where it needs to go. That is what a mashpia is. A mashpia does not mean that you're just giving over information and influencing that with direct teaching, but it's like a slant. You behave in a certain way and then in a positive way, and your behaviors flow by their behaviors themselves. The influence of it flows down to your children. Shipua, like a slant, how water flows downward, and your children are receiving this. it applies not just to children, but applies to your own husbands. I would say this for husbands to wives as well. I would tell the husbands the same thing, that the wives basically, by behaving and working through and being the best version of what they can be, they dramatically influence or have the ability to influence their husbands in a most positive way. Unless there's something really, really wrong with them, which is a separate issue. But in generally speaking, the power influence works in a major way. And it applies to spouses, it applies to children, it applies to all types of interactions. So that's another very important insight. Behave as an exemplary person, setting an example for the people around you, especially for your children, and certainly for anyone else, including the friends that we talked about just before. That concept of friendship. That concept of friendship. That part of the friendship is connecting to each other, but also influencing each other by just being the best version of yourself. Very often, to be the best friend to somebody else is by you being the best version of yourself. And that itself benefits your friend in the most beautiful way, that they're happy and they're a better person because they have you in their lives. We're going to also, besides what we're doing now, is from Rav Tversky's Wisdom Each Day, real practical advice on how to actually transform your lives in a real practical way. We're going to do the same also sometimes with Rabbi Wallerstein, the book based on his shiurim called It's All About Change. Stories and insights from Rav Chaim Wallerstein. We will not go into the stories much. There's a lot of stories, fascinating stories for that. You could buy the book, listen to the shiurim. We will touch upon some things, but the real purpose of what we're going to do here is to take the main teachings, lessons, because almost everything that he writes here as a Dvar Torah or as a lesson is extremely practical in living healthy life. So that's what we're going to talk about. One of those things he talks about is the ladder. One of the key components of Yaakov Avinu's dream in Parshas Vayetze is Malachim going up and down a ladder from heaven to earth, earth to heaven. And why a ladder? Why not a road? Or whatever, why ladder? So he answers that Hashem chose a ladder for a specific purpose. When you're traveling along a road, most people look downward when they're moving along. They're watching their steps that way. Steps as well. You're looking, even when you're walking up and down, you're looking at the steps to monitor your movement. But when it comes to a ladder, whether you're going up a ladder or down a ladder, you're always looking up. You're always looking up. Hashem meant to emphasize that to Yaakov. Despite all the nisyonos that he went through, despite all the tragedies, he always was looking up. He was able to handle it because he was looking up. V'hini Hashem nitzav alav. Hashem was standing over him. At the top of the ladder is Hashem standing over him. On the top of the ladder, there's no one else but Hashem, who is supporting Yaakov Avinu all along. And Rav Chaim Wallerstein says, this is a lesson for all of us. We live in a world that has a lot of pain. Many people, all ages, young boys and girls, older ones, have real tests, difficulty getting married sometimes, different jiduchim issues, fertility problems, agmas nefesh, raising children, illnesses, addictions, emotional distresses, and so on, trauma, tragedy, very difficult things. We go through difficult things in our lives. But we need to remember that throughout all of it, when you have a ladder placed against the wall, the ladder that rests on the wall at the top is Hashem. Hashem told Yaakov Avinu before he went into that dark exile, I'm at the top of this ladder. Wherever you go up towards me. And if you're going down, you're going down, but you're looking up. Remember, the whole ladder is leaning on me. whatever you're moving in life, you have some ups in life, you have some downs in life. Sometimes you feel like you're going upward. Sometimes you feel like you have to go downward because things are rough now. Keep your head up. I'm right above you. I am supporting you. I'm protecting you. That's one of the most famous Yesaidais, most famous foundations of Rav Nachman Breslev, or it's different stories that were said. It's a secular story too. I forgot what it was. Same idea. A person went through a difficult part of their lives and had a dream that they took a picture of their lives, saw their own footsteps, and right next to them, God's footsteps right near them, walking with them. And in this difficult period of life, the footsteps that were, visualized as God's footsteps disappeared. There was only one set of footsteps. And he says in the dream, "You're abandoning me." He says, "No, I wasn't abandoning you. I was carrying you." That was God's footsteps. He was carrying the person. And that is the lesson of the ladder of Yaakov Avinu, to always look upward, to recognize Hashem is there wherever you are. So the lessons in this particular share, to value friendship, to value healthy friendship, to daven for friendship, both to be a friend to other, a true friend to somebody else, is the most rewarding experience, and for others to be friends with you and to daven for it and ask for special siyat and shmaya to grant you that koyach, to have that in the most profound way, to set an example for your children and for everyone else around you by your own behaviors. That's how you truly are mashbia, by them observing you, that motivates them, and to learn the lesson from Yaakov's ladder. Hashem is always watching you from on top. You look above, you look ahead, and that is our comfort, and that is our salvation, and that is our Yeshua. Bracha v'atzlacha.